Joe Biden, Trump accidentally making peace between Israel and Arab states. By Joel B. Polak on September 11, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden acknowledged Thursday that President Donald Trump is making peace between Israel and several Arab states, but he said that he was doing so accidentally. "I think Trump is going to accidentally do something positive here. In terms of this issue of other Arab states making peace and establishing normal relations with Israel," Biden told a fundraiser hosted by the far-left J Street organization, as quoted by the Times of Israel. As Breitbart News noted Friday, Biden's main argument was reportedly that Trump had put Israel in danger, despite the peace agreements, because he had withdrawn from the Iran nuclear deal, and the Iranian regime was enriching uranium. However, an intelligence trove seized by Israel and revealed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in 2018 showed that Iran had never intended to suspend its nuclear program. The deal allowed it to resume its work after roughly a decade. Democrats struggled Friday to downplay the news that the Trump administration had brokered yet another peace agreement between Israel and an Arab nation, in this case, Bahrain. It was only the latest success, as Breitbart News noted. First there was the United Arab Emirates, UAE, which is establishing full normalization with a Jewish state, and will formalize an agreement at the White House later this month. Then there was Kosovo, which is establishing relations with Israel and putting an embassy in Jerusalem under the terms of a deal brokered by the Trump administration last week. Then Chad, a majority Muslim nation, announced earlier this week that it will be putting an embassy in Jerusalem. Saudi Arabia announced that it will allow Israeli commercial flights above its airspace, not just to Dubai, but to all eastbound destinations. The Palestinian Authority tried to convince the Arab League to denounce the UAE's peace deal. The Arab League refused to do so. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, described the news about Bahrain as a distraction for the Trump administration that allowed it to ignore the continued impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Liberal pundit Matthew Iglesias tweeted, "It's kind of hilarious that Jared Kushner has effed up all kinds of things but has in fact successfully brokered diplomatic breakthroughs in the Arab-Israeli conflict." He predicted that the country was nonetheless on course for a pointless conflict with Iran. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.